It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. We're going to learn more now about President Obama's first nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. Her name is Sonia Sotomayor. She's a federal appeals court judge. And NPR's Ari Shapiro is covering the story of her nomination and joins us. And Ari, who is she?
Well, as you said, she's a federal appeals court judge in New York. She's been serving on the Second Circuit Appeals Court there since 1997. Before that, she was a judge at the district court appointed by the first President Bush. So she's been on the bench for a total of about 15 years. Some of the most significant details have to do with her personal background. She would be the first Hispanic judge on the Supreme Court. She would be just the third woman ever, the current woman currently, to serve on the Supreme Court. And her personal story fills in some of these phrases that President Obama has been using, that he wants empathy, real-world experience, things like that.
What about her personal story?
Well, she's the daughter of Puerto Rican immigrants. She grew up in a housing project in the Bronx. Her father died when she was 9 years old. She was raised by her mother, who was a nurse. She went to Princeton on a scholarship, went on to Yale Law School, and so kind of comes from that humble background that President Obama seems to value.
Although, let me ask something about that, Ari Shapiro, because in the weeks before this nomination, there was much talk about the notion that President Obama might have an opportunity to broaden the Supreme Court by going beyond the judicial bench and getting somebody with political experience. Over the years, there have been governors, cabinet secretaries who've gone into the Supreme Court who have a wider view of the world. Is there an indication in that biography you just mentioned that this federal appeals court judge has that?
Well, her professional experience has been in the legal world. After college, she was a prosecutor. She was a private attorney for a few years, and then she went to the bench. I think the speculation that President Obama might have appointed a governor, a cabinet official, somebody with no judicial experience, may have been our interpretation of the phrases like empathy and real-world experience that he was using in a sort of ambiguous way.
We're talking live with NPR's Ari Shapiro about President Obama's expected announcement later this morning that Sonia Sotomayor, a federal appeals court judge, will be his nominee to the Supreme Court. And we want to listen a little bit to Sonia Sotomayor. She was talking back in 2005 to a public audience about some of her own career choices that Ari just mentioned. And at one point when she was young, she could have chosen to become a clerk to a judge, which is kind of an assistant, someone who ends up writing often a lot of the judge's opinions, but instead she went another way.
You know, I don't have many regrets about my career, so I couldn't have done that much wrong. But I did one thing really wrong. I didn't clerk after I left law school. I didn't clerk for the worst of all reasons, and that was that I was tired of being an academic, and I wanted to go out and try to save the world. I became a prosecutor. Saving the world in a slightly different way. However, I didn't clerk because of that, and having become a judge, I recognized the mistake I had made. In a year of clerking, you see more about the practice of law than you'll see in 10 years in practice.
That's the voice of Sonia Sotomayor, who we expect President Obama to nominate to the Supreme Court. And we're joined by NPR's Ari Shapiro. And Ari, when she talks about saving the world, is that the kind of empathy that President Obama might have been speaking about when he said that was an important consideration for him?
It's the kind of empathy that President Obama was speaking about and that raises big alarm bells for conservatives. There are already websites that conservative groups have set up to oppose any Obama nominee, but they have a whole list of things that they oppose specifically about this nominee. And I would say, broadly speaking, they fall under that heading that President Obama describes as empathy and that conservatives describe as activism.
That may be a good point to bring another voice into our conversation. NPR's Mara Liasson is also with us here in the studios. Mara, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the politics of this particular announcement?
Well, I think the politics of this announcement are pretty bulletproof. I mean, Hispanics are the fastest growing segment of the American electorate. She has a compelling personal story that helps her make her confirmation be more politically bulletproof. I think I can't think of another one of the candidates on his short list that had the kind of story that Sonia Sotomayor does. As Ari said, you know, Puerto Rican immigrants, New York housing project. She grew up in a housing project. Her mother was a single mother and a nurse who raised her. She had a scholarship to Princeton. She went on to Yale. She's had wide-ranging experience. And I think it's going to be really, really tough for the Republicans in the Senate to decide how they're going to oppose her. Now, obviously, as Ari said, the groups are ginning up to do this. This is a very important thing for them. It's an important thing for the conservative movement. I mean, to kind of get your wheels turning and your, you know, the engine running again in a big fight like this. But the Democrats do have a very big majority in the Senate. And it would be hard to imagine how a Republican filibuster could actually work and could actually, even if it doesn't work, could not be damaging in some way to the Republican Party with Hispanic
voters.
Just
remember the numbers, though. You need a two-thirds majority for confirmation, 67, is that
correct? Well, you need half for confirmation, but if the Republicans decide to filibuster,
you need
60.
You need 60, and they're already at 59, so I can't imagine they couldn't get Susan Collins or Olympia Snowe to join them. I mean, all they need is a couple Republican votes, assuming the Democrats hold together, and I can't imagine why that wouldn't be the case.
David Greene.
Well, Mara, as we get ready, as everyone gins up, as you say, what is the White House planning for? I mean, where could the possible pitfalls be? What questions are they expecting? How are they trying to get ready to answer them?
Well, I think the pitfalls would be, obviously, as her record is picked over and some of her decisions and her statements are analyzed. And I think they have been preparing this for a very long time. I mean, this is one thing that you can say that the White House was prepared for. They had their short list before they were elected. And certainly before they were inaugurated. So they're quite ready for this fight, and it will be a campaign-style fight.
I guess you have a constitutional law professor goes to the White House, he's got his judges in mind.
Yes, but also they knew that there was very likely to be an opening pretty soon. But I do think that the decision she made in this New Haven firefighters case that Ari certainly can talk about in detail, where she sided with New Haven when they threw out the test that
it was a race discrimination case.
So she sided with the black firefighters
who said the promotion over the white firefighters.
So in other words, she didn't say this was some kind of misguided affirmative action. She said it was fair. Mm. So that certainly will be picked over. She also made another statement, which was interesting, about how on the appeals, I'm paraphrasing crudely, on the appeals court we make law, which of course conservatives have jumped all over because they're saying, aha, she's not just
interpreting the law.
She's interpreting the law. She's making law instead of just reading the Constitution and applying it.
You know, big picture, I was just going to say, this is something that can be a bigger part of a president's legacy than virtually anything else a president does. Decades after the president leaves office and his or her policies are gone, wars are resolved, the Supreme Court justice may still be there. That's true for any president. President Obama, who taught constitutional law, who has spent much of his professional life immersed in the law, really, really cares about this. So not only has he and have his administration been focusing so intently on this, but he's really got a personal stake in this as well.
Well, let me ask about that, though, because when we talk about Sonia Sotomayor's record, we're going to learn a lot more about it than we know now. But we do know this interesting fact when we think about what kind of a choice this was. This is a judge who, in 2005, when President Bush was looking for more conservative Supreme Court choices, Democrats went to the president and said, this judge, Sotomayor, might be acceptable to us and might be acceptable to you. They suggested that she was relatively moderate. Is she or is she not?
The Democrats did that in a very mischievous way.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, the one point we should make is that she was named to the bench by George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush's father. It was in a deal to get another conservative judge on the court. But still, this is what Democrats are saying for in terms of her bipartisan, moderate, centrist credentials. Aha, she was first nominated by a Republican. Mm. So I wouldn't in any way think that means she's somehow conservative.
And real briefly, we should point out that we're talking about this possibly being a bulletproof type nomination. As conservatives on the Hill, as others start digging through her record, I mean, they might be finding out things that could become explosive news in the coming days and weeks.
Nothing is certain.
That's right. Just to recap the news, Sonia Sotomayor is expected to be President Obama's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court later this morning. We're in the studio. We'll be following that story. We've been speaking to NPR's Mara Liasson and Ari Shapiro.